The Ark Encounter Park was dedicated earlier this week in a ceremony that included the blowing of the shofar, or ram's horn. Some 7,000 donors got an early look at the Ark, a literal interpretation of the story of Noah's Ark in the Old Testament of the Bible. They surrounded and cheered Ken Ham as he was peppered with questions at a press conference. Ham, a native of Australia, is the face and voice of Answers in Genesis. During his media session, he took aim at those who criticize his group as anti-science and who take issue with the help the park has received from local and state governments.
It's a group of secularists that single this out and create all sorts of misconceptions and misinformation because this is so major. It is going to have a major impact because we are Christian and we're going to get the Christian message out, and that's what it's all about. It's prejudice against the Christian message.
Some of those critics plan to protest outside the Ark Encounter on opening day.
If you're going to build your religious attraction, build it with your own money.
They include the Tri-State Freethinkers, led by Jim Hilton, who takes issue with Answers in Genesis' faith-based hiring practices.
A for-profit company can refuse state tax money, but you can't discriminate. They're double-dipping.
Ken Ham says the $18 million in state tax rebates the park could get are no different than tax-deductible donations received by nonprofits and churches. He predicts the park will help create thousands of jobs in the region. And he says his group's religious preferences in hiring are legal, citing a recent federal judge's ruling in a dispute with the state. Ham is vocal in his opposition to same-sex marriage, but denies his group is anti-LGBTQ.
I want to invite them all to come to the Ark. We're not anti them at all. We don't agree with their belief, but I'm against people who want to impose their beliefs on the culture and try to make me say that I have to agree with them. I can disagree with them, but still love them.
Religious and political differences aside, the Ark itself is an impressive feat of construction. Answers in Genesis says it's the largest freestanding timber building in the world, 510 feet long, 85 feet wide, 51 feet high, not counting its supports. Inside, there are 132 exhibits. All the animals are models. Two small caged dinosaurs point to the group's belief that the Earth was created 6,000 years ago. One of the Ark's donors is Kathy Flack of Greenfield, Indiana, who got her first look at the site this week. She says she never lost confidence that Ham and his team would pull it off.
Well, if it had been anybody but Ken Ham, maybe not. But when he and God put their mind to something, it happens.
During Ken Ham's press conference, someone raised a question that Ham says he hears often.
If it floods again, will it float?
Ham says it doesn't matter.
Because after the flood, God said that there was a covenant between him and man and the animals as sealed by the rainbow that there would never be another flood like that one. So will the Ark float? No, we didn't build it to float because there's never going to be another global flood.
The Ark Encounter cost some $100 million to build. More Bible-themed attractions are planned at the site over the next several years. I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.